TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Here on third and 10. And down goes Blau in the arms of Danielle Hunter, who's just reached 50 sacks in his career, and he just turned 25 years old.
And there's a deep drive to left by Castellanos.
I'm never
going to broadcast baseball again.
I might never work again. But here's Danielle Hunter. Oh, he's in for a sack.
I'm sorry for those career-ending comments that I just made. Those are inappropriate, and there's a deep drive to left.
I'd like to apologize.
Danielle Hunter.
I'd like to apologize for everything. There's a deep pass. My cousin's in Jefferson touchdown.
So, hey, welcome to this emergency episode. We're actually live right now on Score North Facebook, Score North, I believe, Twitter, and the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Just hanging out here, you know, waiting for Vikings minicamp to start. No, I don't know, seeing Ian Rappaport drop a
sheet.
What is it called? A rap sheet bomb?
A rap sheet bomb.
A rap. But like, what would it be called? Woj bomb, a Shefty bomb?
I guess
it'd be
a rap bomb.
Okay.
I agree with Dex.
And he reports Danielle Hunter agrees to a restructured contract with the Minnesota Vikings. And that's why we started to catch word that he's going to show up to minicamp tomorrow, which we did our initial episode on that. So here's what happens. He's going to get $5.6 million of this year's money due as a signing bonus. Mm-hmm. More importantly, there is now an $18 million roster bonus on the fifth day of the league year in 2022, which creates a decision for the Vikings. Hunter will either make $20 million or so next year, or be released, or have a new deal. Rappaport adds, essentially the Vikings created a decision after this upcoming season and moved a bunch of money up for Hunter. A frustrating situation for all was quietly worked out over the past few months. Hunter is now healthy, and a big season helps him and Minnesota. So your thoughts when you saw this? It seems like a pretty perfect scenario for all parties here, and that Danielle gets a little bit – does he get more money technically this year?
Yes,
he gets that signing bonus.
They're going to move it up, yes.
So he gets a little bit more front-loaded
money. Yep.
And then both sides can essentially reevaluate where he's at physically. He can test the market, or the Vikings
Correct.
Can extend him, and it just creates a checkpoint
yep.
after the year is over.
So if he comes back and the neck is a problem and he does not play well and he's not the player who got 14 and a half sacks in 2018 and 19, he's probably gone. But if he does come back and he's that guy, he's going to get paid a ton. This is, again, and let's just be upfront about this. This is, again, why Rob Brzezinski, the Vikings cap guy, is so damn good. Like, they basically, so what they've basically done is perfect. They didn't commit to a guy long term. They're going to take a look and see, which is the smart move here, right? Coming off a neck problem. But they're going to give him slightly more. And Phil, this sort of goes back to what you said, maybe as far back as March or April, which is, it's pretty clear they told him, calm down. You're not getting a Joey Bosa contract, which is the one thing I didn't know. Because if he said that, then it's a problem. But he clearly said, okay, that's fine. I want more now. And the Vikings are like, well, we'll give you more now. But to do that, we need to make absolutely positively sure that you are the same guy. And this also gets Zim off everybody's back, because I'm sure he was pounding the table saying, if I don't have Danielle, I've got nobody, as we've talked about a lot of times, to rush the passer right now from either end. So this is absolutely positively perfect. And here's what I like too. It gets done today. So it doesn't go through him not being at this camp. It doesn't open training camp with him not taking a lot of snaps. And it's like they're working on it as they did with Dalvin. And in that case, it worked out fine. But the resolution of this, to me, screams one thing. The Vikings know the price of poker and the importance of 2021. And
yes.
and what's the proper words that I can use on a family podcast? Dilly-dallying around right now? Like, let's wait till July. Let's wait till training camp. Okay? If this was not a team that was expected to pop, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. But what do you want to eliminate? Any distraction. And this guy being a contract problem is a distraction. Right now, for 2021, that distraction is gone. From both sides, I applaud this move.
And High Flying Ryan on the Purple Daily YouTube comment section says the air fryer is spitting facts.
Because the air fryer is one of the most valuable things anyone can have in their kitchen.
Very useful.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the last sort of check mark. Now there's going to be another move potentially along the defensive line. We've been talking about Geno Atkins for a few weeks now, and I saw that, was it KFAN.com linked Sheldon Richardson as potentially going back to the Vikings?
We actually did that in the spring as well. Yeah, that's right.
We floated his name.
Score North was there. Mm-hmm. Sheldon Richardson. Yeah.
So if they could add some situational third down pass rushing, it would make that defensive line even deeper and just better on third down. So as a wise man once told us about 12 years ago, the pieces are in place. No excuses. Mike Zimmer's got his most effective and ferocious defensive player back if he's healthy. He has a retooled secondary with veterans all over the field. Eric Kendricks is coming back healthy. Anthony Barr is coming back healthy, and the offensive line should be better than it was last year. And so if this thing is not where everyone expects it to be in like November and December, or if it's a bad start like last year, we can start to have some of those discussions. But right now, this restructure of Danielle Hunter's contract really just sort of, I think, puts everyone at ease, right? It just makes you feel like, all right, gotten all of that uncomfortable maneuvering of money and egos and contracts and finding the right free agents to fix the defense. All of that is now in the rearview mirror, and the Vikings can have a 3-day mandatory minicamp this week and get ready. So
exactly.
I think fans should be pretty excited about this one. What about you, Dex? Are you chugging your purple Kool-Aid here today?
Of course he is.
What's your status?
Come on.
Yes, I told you on Purple Daily this morning, I wasn't too concerned. It's going to work itself out. They're going to take care of their own. They did. And now you got Danielle back on the defensive line. Obviously, I know the neck injury is still something to watch. Judd is probably going to be circling it and watching it, being Dr. Judd this week at TCO, and will be examining every single move over the next few days. But at the same time, I'm glad he's reported. We have to make sure this dude is actually physically healthy. I think he's going to be all right. But now it does give the Vikings a little bit more flexibility, and it keeps your star defensive end happy. You get some money moved up. This is a good thing for the Vikings. You got your biggest, maybe most important piece, not named Harrison Smith, on that defense ready to rock in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, we can take some comments here since we're doing this live stream right now.
I like the one you just went past.
I missed it. I think Dex and I just hit the button at the same time.
Go back one.
This one? We just won the division.
How about this?
So just to that point from Black Spine here. All right. You've got the Packers, whose CEO and president is out of one side of his mouth the last few weeks saying, hey, the less said publicly, the better about this conflict between Rodgers and the organization. We're going to do this quietly behind closed doors. And then out of the other side of his mouth, he's calling Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella, sticking the dagger in even deeper with Rodgers' feelings. Meanwhile, the Vikings, who also had a disgruntled star here in Danielle Hunter, who at one point deleted all the Vikings pictures from his Instagram, and there was that big athletic report that talked about how unhappy he was, right? And the Vikings quietly made that work behind the scenes. It didn't bubble over to the public any more than it had to back in the spring. So the Vikings sort of, and even going back to the draft, the Vikings, as they should, pick up the phone, call Kirk Cousins. Hey, just so you know, we love you. You're our guy. Totally going to go to a Super Bowl with you and all those things. We're going to pay you $50 million a year until you die. We're also drafting a quarterback, just so you know. Just want you to know that Kellen Mond is on our radar. Communication. Like, the Vikings are sort of setting or putting on a little bit of a clinic this offseason in how you handle internal affairs and communicate well with your star players behind the scenes while the Packers crap all over themselves in public. It's hilarious.
No distractions. And I would say, to Black Spine's point, I like this. I think the Vikings right now, and this is said with no purple-colored glasses or Kool-Aid, the Vikings right now, with how things are stacking up, should be the favorite to win this division. And if anything, that goes back to the no excuses. And if you look at this team and where the Packers are potentially going to be at, and I mean, the Packers training camp's going to start. And if Rodgers shows up or not, it's a dumpster fire as far as like attention and distractions go. The Bears might be improved, but I certainly don't love them. And I don't know, is Justin Fields going to start? Is Dalton going to start? And man, Campbell in Detroit, it's going to be completely, I mean, it'd be great to watch. It'll be hysterical, but it's going to be a complete disaster, I think. Is yes, the Vikings have really positioned themselves to have the opportunity to win the division, have a really good year, and not just make the playoffs, but advance in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Let's just take some questions here from the Purple Daily YouTube comment section. I see Dex is popping some of these on the screen, so at Purple Daily, now that Hunter is back, who is on the opposite side of him? Is it DJ Wonnum? It's a wide open competition right now. I would think DJ Wonnum showed some flashes last year.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that he has the inside track of all of the younger guys. Also wouldn't shock me if they made a signing for a more veteran player at some point. Weatherly, I mean, they don't have anyone solidified. That
he's
going to
get
say,
an
yeah,
opportunity.
That guy's going to play 800 snaps.
Yeah.
I think it's a rotation.
He's going to get a chance to play some. I would say that the Richardson signing to me could come in the next, you know, month, few days. I don't know. I think that what you might see is when final training camp cuts are done. I would not be surprised if we see the Vikings attempt to add a guy that can rush the quarterback from the right end at that time. So I don't think they're going to sign a guy soon to compete there, but I wouldn't be surprised after the three preseason games get done if the Vikings are not completely satisfied, if we do see them try and claim a guy who can play across from Hunter at right end.
Yeah. Mr. Poole doesn't call on me on the YouTube comments, says who's next? I'm assuming he means for a contract extension. Brian O'Neill or Harry the Hitman? So Harry the Hitman actually doesn't have any guaranteed money left on his deal. He's just year to year on the contract that he signed, which I think might run through next year. So my guess is they would like to get him, and I'm sure his camp would like to get him some guaranteed money, but he's also at an age now in his early 30s and the style that he plays where you don't want to get too frisky guaranteeing money beyond 2020.
O'Neill's going to get a big contract. So yep. He's next. I think Harrison Smith gets a contract, but it's not going to break a bank. I mean, it's going to your point, Phil, provide him with a bit of security in the guaranteed money department. But I think the next big contract that we're going to see is O'Neill's contract, which should be fairly substantial. It's not going to be a left tackle contract, but I think it's going to be a pretty good contract.
Yeah, I mean, he'll probably become one of the five highest paid players on the team, I would guess. I mean, right now it's Cousins, Hunter. The bar restructure brought him down. I think
what's
Kendricks
Cook
is in the top five.
What's Cook at now?
Cook's around like fourth or fifth with
12. Okay.
But Cook's cap hit, I believe, for this year is
I think
like
it's low.
$5 million.
I think you're right.
And then it goes back up going forward.
Yep.
Let's pop this one on the screen. Oh, here we go. Who would you rather have, Geno or Sheldon? So I'd rather have Sheldon Richardson. He's like 2 or 3 years younger. He was very productive still. Actually, last year with the Browns, I believe it was.
Yep. Stefanski.
He's played for the Browns the last 2 years. He set a career high in snaps. He had like 900 snaps defensively last year.
Yes.
So I don't know. That's the one thing. I don't know that the Vikings can promise him that many snaps.
Oh, they can't. No way. But he's probably.
He might only be able to get him like half of that.
Right, but he probably shocked himself and was told, dude, you're good, but you're not that good now. I think if he was willing to accept what I think is going to be the 2021 reality of his situation, I think he signs weeks ago here. But my guess is he kept trying to shop himself and kept being told, you're good, but you're not going to play a ton. But yes, I'm with you. Atkins, if Atkins came here, I'd be curious. But he's older now and you know, certainly did not have an effective 2020. So if I could bring a guy back like Sheldon who played in this exact system, I like that more. He just has to accept the fact that he's going to be brought in on third down and on first and second down, probably not going to play a ton unless a guy gets hurt, which of course could happen.
I just found this here. Sheldon Richardson. let's see here. So of all of the interior defensive linemen in the NFL, he was 14th in pressures. 14th in pressures. He had 43 pressures from the interior. Okay. Now, Aaron Donald had 98, and he's in just a different – he's on a different island altogether. But, you know, Sheldon Richardson can still get after quarterbacks. He was right in there basically with Ndamukong Suh and Fletcher Cox with Philadelphia in terms of pressure rate.
So, yes, I take him.
Minnesota Mohawks says, what are the chances this goes as sideways as the Twins?
That's a good question, actually. It's a depressing question, but a good one. Well, Minnesota Mohawk, being sports dad, I'll tell you this. You can't dismiss it. Not in this town. My feeling is, I think it's not perfect, but I think the process has been pretty good. And that's a good starting point, right? Like, I mean, I thought that they were going to address the offensive line a little bit more in the free agent period. They didn't, but they certainly did in the draft. At the end of the day, the coach clearly came to them and came to Spielman and Brzezinski and said, I need defense. It's my forte. And we can debate that because it might not be the best idea. But nonetheless, it is what he has basically built his entire career on. So this question's a good question. I think it's solid and anything can go wrong. But I do think the Vikings process has been pretty solid.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get more nervous when NFL teams, and the Vikings have done this a couple times, when they just try to run it back mostly.
Yes.
All right, let's get the band back together and let's just run it back and see what happens. I mean, the Vikings made drastic changes. They're going to wind up having let's count the nickel cornerback as a starting cornerback. I mean, they're going to wind up with like 4 of 5 new starters in their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wind up with 2 new interior defensive line starters. Offensive line, at least 40% of the offensive line is going to be new people starting. And 60% of the offensive line is going to have someone new starting at that position, Ezra Cleveland. So that you can't accuse the Vikings of being stale and stagnant and keeping things status quo. I mean, they had some major, major shakeups this offseason. So I think it's less likely to go sideways because they've been getting out front of some of this stuff.
Quarterback has to play well.
Lundar on the Purple Daily YouTube comment section, over under 9.5 wins.
Better be over.
Over all along.
It better be over.
Yeah.
Everybody gone if it's not.
No kidding.
I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah. Austin says, chances the Vikings defense is ranked number 1 in the NFL. I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out. It all depends on, does everyone stay healthy? You know, some of it's your schedule too. You're just, you know, the Vikings on paper have a lot of tough stretches.
Yep.
So it's just harder to be the number one defense. I don't think it needs to be the number one defense. Mm-mm. Be a top 10 defense and take a step forward offensively. Go from 11th to 5th in points scored and have a top 10 defense. And that could be your path to winning 13 games in the regular season if everything goes right.
I'm looking for one thing. Top five defense, scoring defense. Okay? So if you give up yards, too bad. But what I would like to see, I think the formula for a potential run at a championship, so a Super Bowl, so I know I just said the magic words. I think the formula starts with this. Top five scoring offense, top five scoring defense. And I don't think that is out of the realm of possibility if everybody does their job. Mm-hmm. Hi, Kirk.
And if we go off of this show's mission statement, which, by the way, this is Purple Daily. If you're joining us, this is a special live emergency episode. Mackie Judd, executive producer, Declan, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. I think sometimes we look and say, oh, they were 11th in points. That's pretty good. Why are we criticizing? If Super Bowl is the mission here, win a Super Bowl before we all die. That's what we talk about on this show all the time. 11th is fine in points, but you know that's not winning you a Super Bowl. We're talking about being number one in something, or at least top three in something you can hang your hat on. And so when it comes down to the final 8 teams still alive, the final 4 teams on Championship Sunday still alive, that you're not by far the worst offense or passing game in that group, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 11th in scoring offense, that's a pretty darn good offense. Yeah, until you're staring down the barrel of Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers at his peak, right? So our bar is high, and I think just to bring this full circle, making Danielle Hunter happy today moves you closer to your peak potential for 2021.
This gives Zim almost every possible ingredient, aside from, I guess you could debate right end right now, but the defensive stew now, beyond that, basically is he's gone to Byerly's Lunds here. Like, this ain't no cut rate shop, right? Like, he's gone. He's gonna make a football defensive stew, and he's getting his ingredients from the best place that he can find. Lunds Byerly's. Or is it Byerly's Lunds? I can never recall.
I think it's Lunds Byerly's.
But anyway, my point being is he is in Edina, 50th in France, and he's getting the goods right now.
Mike says, actually, Hovan asked on that previous question, too, how many sacks do you put Danielle Hunter on if he's healthy? Oh, 14, 15.
14 and a half each of the last 2 years that he played.
Maybe we write that down on Wednesday. Maybe we write that down.
Only we had a prediction segment.
I like what you're thinking there. Yeah,
hold each other accountable on. Yeah. By the way, if you are hanging out with us here, if you are playing hooky, or if you're just completely skipping out on a work meeting right now because Danielle Hunter just signed a new contract, thanks for hanging out with us. Please click the subscribe button on our YouTube channel and the bell notification, and we'll deliver you daily Vikings entertainment. You can also find us on the Score North app and website, and anywhere you find podcasts. Vikings entertainment.
People are taking a respite from work, Phil, okay? They're not playing hooky. They're at work right now, and they're like,
I bet you some of you guys
2:42 lunch break.
Who's day drinking on a Monday? That's what I want to know. Drop us a line.
Own
in
up
the comment
to it.
Section.
Yeah.
You'll
who
get my
is a couple seltzers in.
Sports Dad approved.
And have a couple for me too.
Yeah, no judgment passed.
Nope.
Other than you're a star.
Mike wants to know, Marcet as the favorite to be the number three wide receiver. I think he will be. What are your guys' thoughts on the number three wide receiver? I'm still holding out for Larry Fitz, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
This is exactly why I am going to be in attendance Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the mandatory mini camp, because this is a big question. And I know it's geeky, but I have a big question. Like, is BC Johnson still in that mix? I think he might be. But I also wonder if this camp's going to allow them a little bit of ability to take a look at the potentials for the three and then possibly explore their options a bit more if they don't like what they've seen.
Yeah.
So I think it might not be. I think it might be a work in progress.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, Irv Smith should just be the three. I know he's a tight end, but in terms of targets, I'd like to see Irv Smith get about 80 or 90 targets. Get those numbers up. A lot of people are drinking today, according to the comment section. Like, literally, like,
post-pandemic,
30 of you just raised your hand and said,
you guys are awesome.
I am drinking.
Good for you guys.
Colin, some Kentucky bourbon mule. Oh, in the tin cup.
Dude, an Irish mule, much better than a Moscow mule, if I do say so myself.
What's the difference, can I ask?
Whiskey versus vodka. So, whiskey goes in the Irish mule, vodka goes in the Moscow
mule. And
you're
not a vodka.
I love Kirill Kaprizov, but nope, I'm more of a whiskey guy.
Hey, kids, how's the water?
It's full of weeds. I can't move my legs.
Your arms are free, right?
Yeah.
Wave them around. It's fun.
You kidding me?
This can't be happening.
This is Jamie from the Aquaside Company. Clear your water completely. Destroy weeds, algae, and the muck that's preventing you from enjoying your waterfront property. We know your time in the water is precious. We're the Aquaside Company. Call 800-328-9350 or visit Aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
Dude, don't sleep on the tequila mule as well. I don't know what the official name of it is, but don't sleep on it.
That's music to my... What do we got here? 2:45? Okay, yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll be thinking
it's
about
5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock.
He'll be drunk by 3:30.
Yep.
Phil, you're right.
Let's pop a couple more questions up, and then we can let these people get on with their day drinking.
They're just going to go take naps.
Ollie says, no excuses except the kicker. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. As you're looking at things to worry about on this team, kicker is probably number one right now.
Yes.
After the Danielle Hunter thing got settled today, it's probably number one.
I'd agree.
DC says, do we think we need a stand in the gap quarterback next year while waiting for Mon to take over?
Judley.
So he's saying a transitional quarterback But Kirk's signed for next year, although I do think there's a good chance he gets traded in June. My answer to this question is simple. I think that their hope, at least the Spielman side of things offensively, is that Mond transitions and looks good enough that they're confident trading Kirk next March or June and turning to Mond. And I think if it doesn't work that way, you got problems. Because you could keep Kirk, but we've talked about this. The cap hit's enormous.
Here's the thing. And with Brian O'Neill coming up, needing a contract, you're essentially going to have to, like, if you have, let's say you have these three guys and only two spots in terms of room for cap room for them. So you got to pick two of these three. Kirk Cousins, and you'd have to, you'd ideally bring that $45 million hit next year down, but then you'd guarantee more years. Brian O'Neill and Danielle Hunter, provided he's healthy and plays well.
Sure.
I would rather pay Brian O'Neill near the top of his position and Danielle Hunter near the top of his position and roll the dice on a $1 million Kellen Mond and just load the rest of the roster starting in 2022. But, you know, the Danielle Hunter thing is a harder discussion from a cap standpoint because of Kirk's contract and because of, you know, you got to make room for Brian O'Neill. So that all of that's going to become a conversation again come like February, early March.
The great thing about what this team is doing for 2021 to me, though, is this. We are all, this includes us on this show, this includes the people that hate Kirk the most and the people that love him the most. We are all going to get our answer. We are all, by the time that we hit January, we will know. Mm-hmm. Because everything around Kirk right now has been for the most part, status quo, because it was good or it should have been improved, right? So I think by the time we hit the end of the regular season 2021, every one of us is going to be able to come together and say, we know. And it might be good. I hope it is. It'll be great fun. But if it's not, you're not going, there will be nobody clamoring to bring Kirk back.
Is Adam Thielen, this is from Gilbert, is Adam Thielen going to have more touchdowns or Justin Jefferson? I mean, Thielen is clearly the red zone safety blanket, especially with no Rudolph.
Kirk loves him.
For Cousins. So Thielen, I think, is going to get more touchdowns, but Jefferson's going to dominate between the 20s and still get a lot of touchdowns.
What's Irv Smith going to get touchdown-wise? Because you know what? He could be that guy, too.
He had five last year with, you know, limited snaps.
Yeah.
So
he could be that guy, too.
Could he get red seven, zone. Eight, nine somewhere in there? I don't know if Thielen's going to replicate the 14 touchdowns or whatever he had last year.
Irv might be the guy not to sleep on for touchdowns. Mm-hmm.
Chris Cook. Thanks, Chris Cook, hanging out with us here.
Yeah. Or maybe Chris.
Yeah, Chris was a tough career. We'd like to apologize. Never should have been drafted that high.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's the scout that signed you.
Yeah, I'm GM.
Thielen will have more touchdowns, but Jefferson will have more yards.
That's, I buy that.
Pretty much what happened last year.
I buy that one.
Any other final thoughts on Danielle Hunter and the Vikings coming to a nice little middle ground?
There's no vaccine for our special teams. Dennis, kudos, man. That's good. My final thought is I love the timing here and I love resolving this before it became a real problem. I think this today is a testament to whether it goes right or wrong, that the Vikings do have the objective and their eye towards trying to make sure it goes right. This feels like a no BS move. It's a good contract,
pieces,
too. I mean, it's a very, very smart. Yeah. No excuses.
Pieces are in place.
Pieces are in place.
Mm-hmm. Pieces are in place.
No excuses.
No
Get
excuses.
The t-shirts made. Get those t-shirts made.
Super Bowl or bust every year. I don't want to hear anything
Promotions.
Different.
Get these t-shirts made.
Promotions.
We'll work on getting another department of Score North outside of the three of us at some point, too. So, all right. Well, Declan, any final thoughts from you before we get back to some day drinking?
Now that Tequila Mule has been on my brain for the last 7 minutes. So, but I still got some work to do. I'm not going to be drinking on the job yet.
But
there's some post-production work, obviously, that goes into it, but not yet.
We got a Talking Twins show.
Yeah.
Unchained, in which Patrick did get into the why of he thinks Byron Buxton's not happy in Minnesota.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All of this and more, all available on the Score North app. It's free to download in the Apple or Google Play stores, scorenorth.com. Judd's going to have two bobbleheads make out right now, live on
It's Sid and Gorgie.
In fact, you know, there's going to be a couple slow days in July. We might just have Judd pick two Vikings bobbleheads and have them make out on camera for 10 minutes just to get an episode out.
They're mad at you now. They turn their back.
7 days a week. Doesn't quit. Doesn't quit.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us on this emergency episode of Purple Daily. Danielle Hunter and the Vikings have reached a peaceful agreement, and all is well going into mandatory minicamp tomorrow. We'll have more information, Judge reporting, written work on scorenorth.com. See you guys.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.